Golf WRX, your all-inclusive internet golf headquarters, is proud to present an interview with Summer Tech and Eric Boyson, marketing manager.
Right. That's a great segue into the next question. Obviously, the big news has been the GF Tour. I know you went into a little bit. I was hoping you can maybe expound a little bit more on this, but what improvements can users expect in the GF Tour over the previous, you know, SS 2.5 and 3.5 series?
The GS Tour is just getting rave reviews. It's exciting for Sonartech because of we're able to now 7 years of history, what people want or looking for, we can sort of put into one product. A customer now can go in the store and say, I'm looking for Sonartech 3-wood instead of going to the 2.5, 3.5, or the MP99. The retailer can, oh, you're for the GS Tour. The GS Tour, we've taken, like I said, a lot of our past products and combined them into one. There was a recent review by Golf Tips, which I just love. I'm quoting as much as possible. They reviewed the GS Tour, and the quote I'm pulling up here to get it right, they said, it's so long you wish you haven't spent $400 on a new driver. We just feel that the way that we place the center of gravity, the depth of the driving cavity, and the look, this club is just amazing. It's already had 2 tour wins last year, and we're going in this year even stronger. We're trying to get guys out of 2.5s and 3.5s into GS Tours. And it takes time. It takes usually about 4 to 5 weeks testing. But we just feel that the launch characteristics, a little bit more traditional black head, sets up nice and square. And we're also, you know, by lowering the center of gravity, we'll help that mid handicapper get the ball up in the air, which, you know, Sonartech is known for as the players club. But now if someone goes to a demo day, for example, if someone's going up to Hagen Oaks this weekend and they hit a GS Tour, they can see that the GS Tour does get the ball up in the air. It does reduce spin, and with the graphite design red eye shaft, we've got a tighter shot dispersion. So we're very, very excited about this GS Tour.
That's great news. Now, in the past, Sonartech has been pretty famous for allowing, you know, multiple club options for players with things like the shallow face and higher launching 2.5, and then you have a deeper face, like you said, the deeper driving cavity, like the 3.5. So do you guys really feel like a GS Tour can provide all things to all players, sort of?
Yeah, I think most definitely. I mean, the GS Tour to us is a great looking head. It sets up very well. From a mid handicapper to a low handicapper, I think when they address the GS, they feel confidence. Will it be able to fit all the players? Yeah, because shaft technology today. I think, you know, there's from what Fujikura offers, all the graphite design, UST, Matrix. There are so many shafts out there, Diamana. That's the engine of the club. And then, you know, I'm a very high ball hitter, so I need something to bring it down, so bring the ball flight down. So, yes, the head will perform for everyone. It's us getting them into the right shaft. So, yeah, buying the stock shaft is a great shaft off, you know, right off the shelf. But if you know you're playing, you know, the V2, you want something with a little bit lower launch and lower spin, you know, tip stiff, you go with the V2. So I really feel that it can fit everyone's needs. It's also getting fit, you know, or the right shaft in the head, because it's an amazing head. The distance on it is unbelievable. I mean, this 13 degree is probably driver length for some guys. I know we have some nationwide guys who are hitting a 13 degree and they're going, well, it's way too far, but I always hit a 13 degree. So I'm like, well, let's try a 15 degree. And they're hitting the 15 degree going, oh, this is pretty good. So we know that the club head can fit anyone. And hopefully with this club test that I'm doing on Golf WRX, we can see what the regular stiff and X player comes back to us and, you know, see their results. And their swing speeds will show you that it should be able to fit all players out there.
That's really neat, and we can't wait to see that. Can you talk a little bit about the development of the Red Ice with graphite design and why it makes such a good fit for the GS Tour?
Okay. With all the club testing or shaft testing that we did with GS Tour, we spent about almost 2 months, 3 months, getting shafts from other shaft manufacturers and doing this testing process. And the way that the Red Ice performed, we wanted the shaft you know, with the playability of a YS7, but maybe the power and weight of a Purple Ice. Toru Kamatari really likes the way that the Purple Ice performs in his clubs, and I like how the YS7 performs in, you know, drivers and fairwoods, and we had opinions all through the shop. So we sort of said, you know, this is what we're looking for, and they came back to us with this black shaft and said, test this one. And, you know, with all the club testers, the results, there was tighter shot this version. There was that launch that we wanted. We wanted to get away from that low ball flight. We wanted a higher ball flight. And we felt that the right ice got the ball up in the air, but we weren't losing distance. It wasn't, when it got out to about 220 yards, it wasn't ballooning, and then you see that ball come back to earth. We saw the ball release and turn over. That Sonar Tech ball fight, that so it's a tradition, and we didn't want to lose that tradition of the ball turning over and running a little bit and gaining that extra 10 or 15 yards. So Graphite Design was great. They really worked with us. I mean, we probably went through 50 or 60 different shaft makeups until we came up, or they came up with this one, and it's a perfect fit. And we thought the red was a little different. It stood out on retail shelves, and when it stands in racks, that red really pops, and it's just been a good marriage so far.
That's really neat. One of our more observant members kind of picked up on something about the metal used in the GS Tour, and they said that the metal from the GS Tour is actually the same as the old SS03 and 02, and not the quote-unquote hot safe metal found in the 2.5 or 3.5. Can you go into why that is? And
yeah, you know, I really haven't dug too deep with R&D on why. I'll tell you, though, that, you know, the ST385 was a great metal. I mean, the 2.5 and 3.5 were fantastic, or are fantastic fairy woods. I think there were some people felt that the 02 and 03 just had a different type of feel, more of a persimmon. It felt a little tighter, or felt a little bit better to impact. And they decided to test that metal again, and obviously it worked. And since our foundries were familiar with that, instead of trying to completely reinvent the wheel, we had the face material that we wanted, and then they just, you know, did some modifications on the crown and the sole plate to come up with the GS Tour. So that's where we're at. That's
what. As somebody who plays the GS Tour now, and I used to play an SS07, it definitely has a more muted sound and feel than some of the previous fairway woods. So I definitely see the validity in that. Now, a lot of the big things you were saying is to do with custom fitting and custom shafts and stuff. Well, a few of these companies are opening, you know, I guess, tour-like shops for their retail customers, where customers can order specific face angles and lie angles and things like that. Is there any chance we could see that in Sonar Tech in the future?
We definitely, we currently work with about 80 to 85 of the best, we feel, the best club builders in the world, or in the United States. They buy SS07s from us and MDs. We sell them in a component format, and they're able to fit their customers through this program. We definitely are going to continue to build all the new product with a bendable or pliable hosel so that the club fitters can continue to fit Sonar Tech product. You know, when you get fit with an SS07, if you get the right lie angle and face angle, definitely get the right shaft in it. I think it's by far one of the best custom fit fairy woods you can get out there. So yes, we want to continue with the club builders, and also continue with having a fairy wood and possibly a new hybrid that is going to be bendable or playable or pliable for custom fitters.
That's great news. I know custom fitting is huge on our side. Now,
yep.
Getting into the, the women's and the seniors product, the LS99, how was that reworked to be a better fit for women and seniors? And is there any chance the GS Tour will receive a similar treatment?
LS99, so you're anything that has a 99 on it, so let me give a little history there, has a back weighting, MP99, LS99, so those are all clubs that have back weighting. What that does is really pull back the center of gravity and help someone with a slower swing speed or someone who wants to reduce spin. MP99 was really designed because the 03 and 02 were so hot, and a second shot clubs, par 5s out on tour, a lot of the players saying, well, your clubs are coming a little too hot and they're running through the greens. So with Nick Price involved, we designed the MP99 for a little bit higher launch, lower spin for today's balls, but also land a little bit softer for individuals if it was a second shot club. The LS99, very light head, with a 45 gram pink Aldila shaft. It comes in pink and as well as black for seniors. It's very low center of gravity and a very large sweet spot and thinner sole plate, not sole plate, face depth. So almost like a SS01, which is one of our older models from about 4 or 5 years ago. So with that lower center of gravity or shallower driving cavity, it's really designed to get the ball up in the air and almost create a knuckleball so that individual gets the distance they're looking for, but a tighter shot dispersion. The LS99 has just been great. We're really seeing a lot of momentum pickup. Is there any similar treatment we can do for the GS? I don't know if we're going to do any weighting. We've talked about it in some recent R&D meetings about adding visible technology. I don't know if we're going to do screws or metals. I know 2 of the 3 R&D designers are going overseas in about a week to work on some new product. And, you know, we've put our feedback in, and so it's what the foundries can do for us and to what we want. So I don't know if there's going to be we call it a sort of like an arch or back-weighting visible technology in the, like a new fairy wood, but there might be. So we'll find out here in the next couple of weeks of what we are requesting, if the founders can do that.
Thanks, Will. That sounds great. Now, how many shaft options do you guys have available for your fairways, and how do you decide what shaft to offer?
We will offer anything. I mean, if a customer wants it, we'll get it. We try to offer product that's shafts that are well marketed. Obviously, the V2 is very well marketed and it's performing. The USTI rod was well marketed and performing. The YS6 or graphite design. You know, there's shafts that people know and want. The Diamana or Mitsubishi Rayon's doing, you know, Bersara right now, and the Diamana, I think, blue, white, and red. So as long as there's an interest from a golfer or someone wants it, we'll get it. But obviously in the catalogs, our catalogs we put in or on our websites, the ones that are, you know, prominently displayed in the marketplace, the Aldila shafts, the graphite designs, and then we'll try to bankroll in the Mitsubishi Rayon shafts. If there's a demand and a customer calls it in and says they want it, we'll get it. I know we've had some golfers, and it seems like a couple golfers in Chicago want the Acura SE85, you know, it's like a $400 shaft. We don't list it, but we'll say, sure, no problem. We'll make the phone calls and get it for you. So we want to, you know, a golfer to call in, especially a Sonar Tech customer. If they want something, we'll get it. If we have a relationship, or if we don't, we'll find a way to get it. So golf is almost 80% mental. So we definitely want someone to stand over the ball knowing that equipment that he ordered is exactly what he wants and knows the performance out of it.
That's really great that your company is so willing to go above and beyond Call of Duty to get whatever the customer needs. Well, there aren't that many companies on the market who are willing to do that, so that's really impressive.
Yeah, you know, and like that leads into, you know, the customization part. If someone wants an MD bent, we'll bend it for them, because we know that it's about getting the right club into that player's hand and making in that individual feeling good at a dress that he knows that club will perform. So those little things go a long way with a golfer.
That's great. Now, I know Sonar Tech had a previous driver that they released. Are there any chances we'll see Sonar Tech back in the driver market?
Possibly. We've talked, and until our theory is around here, if it's not better than something on the market today, then why bring it to market? If we bring a driver to the market, we want it to be one of the best drivers, if not the best driver. If we bring a fairway wood to the market, it has to be equal or greater. We're not going to bring something subpar just to be in the driver market. The MD, for example, has been in Sonar Tech line for about 4 years now. We now are going to bring out the HB001. We feel the HB001 can compete or is equal to or greater than the MD. Yes, the MD has won numerous titles, and, you know, the 2004 British Open, you know, Club Test of the Year, Hybrid of the Year. We feel the HB001 can compete. So will we venture into the driver market? Possibly, but it has to be, you know, equal to today's product or greater. So we just don't want to, we just don't want to put something in the market that's okay, because okay is, it's not good. We want to be better.
Excellent. That's a perfect segue to my next question, which is, since the MD has been on the market for 4 years, it's been selling just everywhere.
During everywhere. Years,
why has it been such a long-lasting club, and why has the life of the club been so long?
The retailers have really fallen a liking into the MD. I mean, MD makes them good money. It continues to today still sell at $199, which is a higher price for a hybrid. The performance, the fitting options, the club just continues to perform. It's got to be one of my favorite pubs that I've had. I carry two of them now, and I could still today, after 4 years, I hit shots and I scratch my head like, how did I just do that? But that club performs, and it's such a versatile club. Yes, we're young. We have a smaller, not young. We're a young company, but our marketing is very limited. Not too many people know about it, but it continues to sell. I mean, we have people calling and saying, oh, yeah, I want to order that new 2007 MD. Well, you know, we giggle inside even though it's 4 years old. Hey, if it's new to you, great. Let's get it to you. The MD performs, and the retailers love it because they still buy it at the same wholesale price they bought 4 years ago, and it's still selling at $199. They don't have to adjust the price at retail, and that's exciting for them today in today's market, at a club that's been on their shelves for 4 years still sells at $199, and it's today still in several tour players' bags because the club continues to perform. We feel we really launched the whole hybrid craze 4 years ago after the 2004 British Open. That really brought to everyone's eye what a hybrid could do. I were talking about it yesterday with Golf World. They were here to watch that final, the playoff, and the winner hit his MD on 18. Degree club. He had 321, and then the second place finisher hit his drive, you know, 316 yards. And there was a picture, I don't know if it was in Getty Images or in Golf World, where the runner-up's eyes are like, what did he just hit there, and how did he hit it so far? And that's the amazing thing about the MD was, or still is today, is if you hit it pure, the results are just, it lights you up. It's like, wow, that's just awesome. So, but, you know, are there plans to update? I'll, you know, lead into, you know, there are no plans to update. I think the MD has had its day in the sun, and we're going to transition here July 1st into this HB001. The HB001 will be, you know, our new flagship hybrid, and we're really excited to get it out. I think this week we finally got tour product out to the PGA Tour down at the Byron, so I know our tour reps are just introducing the HB001 to tour players, so hopefully here this afternoon I could see it on the Daryl if we got any in play first week.
That's
out.
Right. So will the MD still be part of your line once the HB001 comes out?
No. We feel we've talked about it. I think we probably have another 3 or 4 months of life left in the MD, and then we have to say goodbye to a great club and move in to the new great club, the HB001.
Golf WRX, your all-inclusive internet golf headquarters, is proud to present an interview with Summer Tech and Eric Boyson, marketing manager.